World Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And we're very grateful that you've joined us. We're online at philhendryshow.com. Get that backstage pass or get gone, baby. You've got to have the BSP or it ain't you and me. You've got to be free with a BSP or,
You can't even rhyme free.
No, I can't. That's it. I hit the limit on my rhyme.
Now, this is the Lindsay Lohan story.
I know.
But it's about weight, and I'm asking you to be very delicate about this.
No, I understand that. I've had conversations, in fact, over the last couple of days with someone who I very care very much for and care very much about. And she has had an anorexic episode here over the last, I'd say, 6-7 months, maybe. Maybe not that much. And I said, wow. I said, what caused that? She said, I didn't feel safe. I didn't. A lot of psychological stuff. And then she said the thing, remember, Bud, what was the word?
Yeah, she said about everybody, when they look in a mirror, okay, then they see themselves coming back at them.
Oh, God, what does he mean? God, what does he mean?
All right, hold on for a minute, Margaret.
Every time you ask him...
Hold on. What do you mean, Bud?
Well, she used that word that I can't... Transmutation?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's everybody experiences a body morphing or something like that.
No, the word is... Mutators.
Well, there's a word for it, okay? Aren't you guys just totally prepared?
Well, you brought it up.
Well, you're right. There is a word for when you look in the mirror and you see what isn't there. You see a fat person when, in fact, there is a skinny person. Now, this is not a hallucination. We're talking about, it's a delusion. But it's not a hallucination. You're not talking about a schizophrenic frame of mind. You're not talking about someone whose reality is fractured. You're talking about something specific to anorexia where the body doesn't look the way it actually does. To you, it looks ugly, fat, or misshapen, or somehow not that ideal that you want it to be, where other people see a perfectly normal person, a perfectly acceptable and perhaps even a very well-put-together person, you see this person that isn't right. And so hence begins the process among anorexics of losing weight and an inordinate amount of weight. Now we come to Lindsay Lohan, and guess what they're talking about? They're talking about her putting weight on.
Yes, and this is my pet peeve. When you have a young woman... And a lot of young women who are losing weight because of the anorexia nervosa, okay, a lot of people forget to add that on, anorexia nervosa.
What's that mean?
It means that the nervosa, what do you think nervosa means?
Think about it, Bud.
Well, it means nervosa. Is it Italian?
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Take it easy, Margaret.
Oh.
Take it easy.
I need water.
Go get some water.
I'll get some water, Ms. Gray.
Oh.
What's wrong with her?
Nothing. Nervosa, Bud, is nervous. It's probably Latin. You're close. And it means that this is a nervous condition, I guess, is the easiest way to say it. But now here's Lindsay Lohan. She's gained 5 pounds since entering rehab. Oh! The Mean Girl star is reportedly packing on the pounds after doctors took away her Adderall. Oh, man, that's packing the pounds on, isn't it? Adderall, a drug used to treat ADHD, is commonly misused among adults as an appetite suppressant. Lindsay Lohan's 5-pound weight gain comes after an extremely emotional week and is finding comfort in food. Lindsay can't stop eating and has gained 5 pounds. Are you reading this reporting, ladies? Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is Amanda Scheffler for TheExaminer.com. She's the celebrity reporter, and let's make damn sure that Lindsay Lohan knows that she's packing it on by putting on 5 pounds so that she can have a nice, healthy relapse, maybe Coke, booze, whatever. She's been exercising, but just doesn't have a lot of energy because she's no longer taking Adderall, which is a psychostimulant medication that contains amphetamine. She's been talking to a nutritionist at Betty Ford about eating healthier, an insider revealed. Lindsay Lohan has been looking a bit too thin as of late, and putting on a little weight wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for the act. Well, there you go. However, if she can learn to get her issues under control and get back to being the talented, focused actress that fans remember, then that'll be even really cool. What are your thoughts on Lindsay Lohan gaining 5 pounds? My thoughts are this. I think she's fine. I think she's doing great. I think her father is a piece of garbage. I think her mother's weird. I think you people in the press are going to kill her before you make her better. I think she's one of the more beautiful women out there, in my opinion. I think she looks great with a few pounds on her. I think her ass looks great with 5 extra pounds on her.
Oh, my God. You didn't say what I heard you say.
Yes, I did.
When you say to a woman that your ass looks great with 5 extra, do you know what happens? Then we start to eat, and the ass just starts to run. The ass gets away from you. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the idea. The ass gets away from you, huh?
Yes, it does.
Well, as long as it doesn't get away from us, the men of the species, what's wrong with that?
I think your pornographe, which is a pornography in...
Let me guess, French?
Yes. Your pornographe way of articulating yourself, Phil, is a disgustment. A disgustment. You see?
You know, I think you're making these words up.
No, I know you think that, but I'm not. I'm trying to put a little erudition into this program, which is seriously lacking in it. Your pornographe, along with the disgustment that I feel, causes... What, bud?
Causes regurgitate.
Are you... Is he getting any kind of outpatient therapy?
All right. Regurgitate?
Yeah.
There. Does that answer your question?
Come here, bud. I just saw something on your nose.
Ah, yeah. What a... That's dirty pool.
Worked, though, didn't it?
All right. I don't like that.
Well, you do it.
I just think that Bud needed to be whacked around a little bit. We don't have to keep doing it as a joke. So the bottom line on all of this, in my opinion, which is very unhealthy, is this chick with this booze problem, coke problem, every other kind of problem, now they take her off the ADHD medication, which is Adderall. Now they've got her on to something else. Now she was losing too much weight. Now she's putting 5 pounds on. Now they're driving her nuts. And I think the time has come, folks, for us to say the following thing, and I think it's a good thing. And I may be the only man saying this in America today. Eat, ladies. Just have yourself a meal. Have a meal. Have at it. Have a nice, big, fat meal. Okay? A lot of you women who tend to be thin, and you can eat anything, you'll find that as life goes along, you'll suddenly, you know, your ass will start getting larger, and you'll worry about that, but you shouldn't. Just eat. And forget about what they're saying about Lindsay Lohan, who they're trying to kill, I think. I think the celebrity media wants her to die, and I think they want her to die in a very, exciting way, like a car crash that leads to an explosion, you know. I don't know.
What about like Marilyn Monroe, where it slides under the ass, well, I shouldn't say the ass end of a tanker truck?
Yeah, they'd like that. Lindsay Lohan... You know, Lindsay, if you can accommodate the celebrity media, how about if your car slides underneath the trailer of a large 16-wheeler and explodes? How about if your car goes off a cliff? How about if you OD? OD, that's not sexy. How about if you... Because I'm telling you, that's what they want you to do. What do you think about Lindsay Lohan? Is she this or is she that? Did she do that or did she do this? Is her life out of control? Maybe. I ain't blaming you guys necessarily in the celebrity media, but I am saying without any... doubt. You want her to die, and you want her to die so it sells a few thousand more of whatever it is you're selling, man. I'm telling you. That's why that guy, what's his name? Clooney? George Clooney. He blamed the press for the death of Princess Diana. It might have been a little bit of a stretch, but who was chasing her ass down that through that tunnel the night she died? A whole bunch of jackballs on motorcycles with cameras, and you talk about a bunch of guys that look silly. They're all double. They're tandem on these motorcycles. One guy with camera, another guy just riding the bike. There's about 16 of them. They look about
gay,
you know, as you want. And you know, the end result was that crash. Tragic, yes. Could it have been avoided? Yes. Was the guy drunk that was driving Princess Diana? Yes. Was Princess Diana? I don't know. Was the guy that she's dating? I don't know. Is our next story about Wonder Woman? Yes, it is. Are you going to want to hear this story? Probably. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is, Wonder is Woman our beautiful? Bitch. Yes. Is the Wonder Phil Woman Hendry Show.
Yes. Is Wonder Woman going to be on Amazon?
Let me give an update here. I just saw this on our Facebook page. We got an update here from one of our listeners, Aurora, and it's about that guy, the internet celebrity hitchhiker with the hatchet. Remember that guy?
That's the sort of the weirdo.
Right. Well, weirdo. He was the dude. He was a homeless hitchhiker who achieved internet celebrity by acting as a good Samaritan with a hatchet. He's been arrested at a Philadelphia bus depot on Thursday in connection with the murder of a New Jersey attorney.
Is that the guy that he saved the life of?
No, totally different story. Caleb Lawrence McGilvery, age 24, known on Facebook and YouTube as Kale the Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker, is facing a murder charge in Union County, New Jersey, authorities said. McGilvery was arrested Thursday evening at the Greyhound Terminal in Philadelphia, by Philadelphia police after New Jersey authorities issued a public call for help in finding him, according to Union County Prosecutor Theodore J. Romankow. Boy, the guy's internet celebrity most likely got him caught. I'm grateful for the overwhelming response and dedicated effort by the public and law enforcement that led to this arrest, Romankow said in a statement. I believe that everyone is a little safer with this person off the streets. This guy saved somebody's life, and now he turns around... You know.
Well, he was a little squirrely, you know.
Yeah, the guy definitely on the squirrely side.
Well, because a guy's squirrely doesn't mean he's a murderer. I mean, in this case, it doesn't necessarily mean he's a murderer either. I mean, this is what they've arrested him for. How do we know he did it?
Oh, Phil, don't give me that whole innocent and I believe in innocent until guilty, yes. But.
Yeah, the guy was on a squirrely side of life.
What does squirrely mean? What does that mean?
Just acting squirrely, acting like,
He acted a little hinky, as they say, you know.
Hinky? That's about as clear as squirrely. You mean the guy was different? The guy was different. I'll give you that the guy was different. I'll give you that the guy was really different, you know. He's a very different guy, and that doesn't make him a murderer. Now, I know the prosecutor thinks he is, and maybe he is, but do you mind?
Bill, you were the one that was saying we should have our opinions, and now you're saying that we can't have our opinions. You lie. You...
Take it easy. Oh, she's going to the bathroom.
I can't take it anymore.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I'm giving my opinion. Everybody else around here has an opinion. All right, so he was arrested, and the New Jersey Union County prosecutor says we're all safe with this guy off the streets. Earlier on Thursday, Romankow acknowledged the internet fame surrounding McGilvery, who is credited with saving two lives in California. He said this man was well known. That doesn't mean he did not or could not become involved in a crime. We believe he has murdered someone, an attorney, by the way, who was in the county, well-respected, well-regarded for over 40 years. As far as we're concerned, I don't care who he is. We're looking for him, the prosecutor said. Well, all right. McGilvery is wanted in the death of attorney Joseph Gaffey Jr. I think that's what the name is. Joseph Golfy Jr., authorities said. McGilvery and... What is it? And Golfy exchanged text messages over the last few days. It's more like, come pick me up and I'll be there at this time, Romankow said, but not anything of a personal nature. But investigators believe McGilvery and Golfy had a sexual relationship. Aha!
I love the way you did that.
Oh, you're back, huh?
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, you all go had a sexual relationship. You know.
Okay. Let's get Jeff Dowder is on the line with us, who was, I think, familiar with this story. Are you at Ted's, too?
Yeah, I'm just having a burger over here at the grill. Hi, Mr. Bell. This guy, McGalvery, what I've been called in to comment on it because I've done hitchhiking in various parts of the country, but I've never carried a hatchet and I never saved anybody's life, but I never murdered anybody anyway. This guy, having a sexual relationship with an attorney, I mean, why'd you ask me to come on here?
Because you commented on this story for the first time. Because of your hitchhiking experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, based upon my hitchhiking experience, I guess the guy's gay. I mean,
well said, Jeff. I don't know why you've got him on either.
Yeah, based upon my hitchhiking experience.
All right, Jeff, I'm sorry. You had commented before. You don't want to comment now?
No. Based upon my hitchhiking experience, this guy's as queer as a $3 bill. Are you happy? Hey, Phil, is that you?
Yeah, Ted.
Hey, listen. Your friend here, Doubter, I set him up here at the grill, but I told him I don't want him in here anymore. You know, you understand, Jeff. Yeah, I understand. I don't care if I come back here. I don't like the food anyway. Well, you know what? The food, don't... Hey. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, you dirty...
Well, Ted's very protective of his reputation.
Well, he may well be, but as soon as he found out... First of all, if he doesn't like Jeff Doubter, I guess he ought to just escort him out of the place and not have him in there in the first place. Moving back to this story, Roman Cow didn't know why the two men were in contact with each other. Investigators don't know what the motive was for the murder, but they know that the two men were together on Sunday evening. Golfy was found dead on Monday morning in his Clark bedroom wearing only underwear and socks. He was severely beaten. There's some indication of a sexual relationship having to do with their communications on Facebook. McGilvery received national attention after CNN affiliate KMPH interviewed him about a February hitchhiking experience in which he used a hatchet to subdue the driver who claimed to be Jesus and struck a utility worker with his car, then grabbed a woman as she provided help at the scene in Fresno, California. Roman Cow said Thursday that McGilvery has been known to use the back end of a hatchet a few times, the back end of the hatchet being the flat, blunt end, not the business end, as they say. The utility worker underwent surgery for non-threatening injuries, and the driver, who stood more than 6 feet tall and weighed at least 300 pounds, was arrested, according to the affiliate. With long hair sweeping out of a bandana, McGilvery provided a dramatic account of the rescue and gestured how he wielded the hatchet against the rampaging motorist in a smash, smash, smash manner, he told the affiliate. He spoke in the patois, as they say, of a surfer. I like that word, P-A-T-O-I-S, the patois.
Now, patois is like an accent, much like, a dialect accent, you see, the patois. See, this is French. This is my thing. Okay, Phil?
Fine. I got it. The patois. That's the way Jeff Doubter talks.
Yeah, Jeff Doubter talks in a patois, too.
Yeah, whatever. The female bystander, apparently not injured, confirmed the incident in an interview with KMPH. McGilvery's Facebook page said, his Facebook page. Is this his or was it a fan page?
I think it's like a fan page that started for him.
It says, Cal saved a woman's life by cleaving a man in the head with a hatchet after he had just hit someone with his car. McGilvery's story was featured on the Colbert Report and Jimmy Kimmel Live. I don't think they'll be having him on after this murder rap, though. The murder charge against him carries a bail, rather, of $3 million. Gelfie lived alone, and he wasn't married, had no children. McGilvery also goes by the names Cal Lawrence, Caleb Cal Lawrence, and Cal Nicodemus. He has cut his hair to alter his appearance and was last seen at a light rail station in Haddonfield, New Jersey. McGilvery is homeless but calls himself home free. Authorities believe that McGilvery relies on the generosity of strangers for food, lodging, and transportation. He is considered to be armed and dangerous. Now, have they picked this guy up? Oh, he's been arrested. Okay. So that was the last statement there. So, yeah, while the guy has this marvelous celebrity and all, he's still a dude to be... dude needs to be reckoned with.
Yeah, dude...
is dangerous.
Yeah, dude's dangerous.
Yeah, dude's dangerous.
All right, dude's dangerous. Now we've got that. and he's in custody.
Yes, he is.
And I think it's sad that he's a Californian.
I guess he is a Californian, yeah. He's a Californian who is home free. Yeah, I'll say he's home free. We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Home free, baby.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, 98 likes on that baby, huh?
Well, so.
I mean, this was that post I made that Margaret took great exception to about, you know, one thing, I'm old and getting older, but the last bitch that tried to play me as some kind of sugar daddy is checking back into her waitress job right about now. Honey, that's who you're going to wind up with, a waiter, which I really believe. You know, because if she comes up with an act like that with me and any other guy, see, she told me the last guy she was with, she lived with for 4 years. The guy was an attorney. And that she left the guy because he was, quote, emotionally unavailable. I said, I didn't tell her this, but I thought to myself, yeah, you know what? I bet you he threw your ass out.
Well, that's more likely.
Yes. Pitched her ass on the street. Anyway, as I was saying, just that little, you know, little blurb there got me like 98, 99 likes, man. So people like me, you know? And that's what it's all about on Facebook. Okay. Don't forget, our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Little business to attend to. Number one, our last show is on the 24th of June with the Talk Radio Network people. And then we are going to take a week off. And then we're going to launch into a new venture. What that venture will be, at present time, we are still formulating. Will we launch into the terrestrial yet again? Will we launch into the satellite? Will we launch?
Why are you making noises like that? It's frightening me, Phil.
Why don't you just take the night off, huh?
No, I'm not going to take the night. When you go, you launch, it makes me think that you're having a seizure.
Yeah, you always think everybody has a seizure when they act unusual.
Yeah, you don't like people to be weird, you know?
Who does?
I don't care. I mean, I don't care who does or who doesn't, but I'm weird and I act weird, and you're just going to have to get used to that. Everybody's got to get used. If anybody's around me, I'm a weird ass, okay? I act weird and I do weird things. No, I don't go into character when I'm, you know, with my friends. No, I don't do funny voices, but I'm just a weird ass. That's how it is. That's the way it's always going to be. Sorry. So getting back to what I was saying, we don't know what that's going to be, but it's going to be something really groovy. And, you know, I, just for me, folks, if I'm going to continue to do radio, I got to continue to enjoy what I'm doing, and I do not enjoy what I'm doing if I'm doing what everybody else does. So this show is going to continue to be weird. It's going to continue to have strange aspects to it. It's going to continue to be contrary. It's probably going to piss a lot of people off. It's probably never going to get the respect it deserves from the radio establishment, which I've already, you know, and the people and the suits. And I don't care. I got to have some fun. I got to enjoy my life. That's just the way things are going to be. So, as of the 1st of July, which I believe is 1 week after we do our last show, the 1st of July, and then, of course, we're going to take time off for the 4th of July. One of the things that we're going to be doing a lot of is taking time off. No, I'm kidding. But one of the things that I am going to be doing is I'm going to be sculpting out for myself, you know, a certain amount of time off during the year so we don't have to keep running into all these problems we have doing, like voiceover jobs or the odd TV job, things like that. So we'll just take certain, you know, weeks off and get all that stuff done. But on the 1st of July, we will, you know, enter into venture number two. Now, I'm going to have a lot to say on the website about certain issues that I'm not going to go into on the air. But I'm going to have a lot to say. And you see, we have taken the high road in certain matters, and some people have decided that they want to take the opportunity to spin things in an untruthful way. So I'm going to be on my website clarifying some things. That's number one. Number two, there's a certain amount of business that is going to have to be transacted having to do with this radio show, and that might get a little ugly. We'll see. We'll see. But through it all, I would just as soon have everything be chill, and I don't want to get so specific, but I just want people to know that there are, as always, there's some wars to be won. There's some battles to be fought, and there's some wars to be won. But as of the 24th, that will be our last show for Talk Radio Network. 6 years we've been with this company, and it's time to turn that page, baby, and move on. All right, Wonder Woman prequel, Amazon being redeveloped. Now, dig this. The CW is still holding a spot for Amazon, set to follow the origin story of Wonder Woman's alter ego, Diana of Themyscira. Do you know this?
I don't. Why would I know it?
Well, it says about an Amazon.
And what? You know what? I ought to reach.
Hey, take it easy, man.
And I'm not a man. You know, just be every story you get about an Amazon, you look me up and down.
I'm not looking you up and down, Margaret. And what? However many stories do we get on Amazons?
You were talking about Amazon. All right, so it was the website, but I'm talking.
Ah, the website. You got to be putting me on. Not talk about a big lady. Talk about where you buy a book.
Yeah, that's what all Amazon.
I know what Amazon.com is. I'm saying, every time you mention Amazon.
Well, Margaret, yeah, it's not. You're not tall. I don't think of you as an Amazon. Maybe you're a little. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're a little bit uptight about that kind of thing.
Well, look at this. Who's this woman they have on? This hydroxy cut. I'm going to write to them if I see one more commercial of some housewife with a big rear end who thinks she's skinny. I'm going to scream.
What's wrong? You know, you really are hooked into the whole skinny chick thing, aren't you? You really think that either the women are skinny, and if they're not, there's something wrong.
Yes, I think you should be thin, and I don't think you should celebrate the big end.
The what?
You heard me.
Wonder Woman, I'm going to start this all over again. Is this ain't about you, it's about this story. The CW is still holding a spot for Amazon, set to follow the origin story of Wonder Woman's alter ego, Diana of Themyscira. The DC Comics adaptation didn't get a pilot order this past season, and the network is holding out for a new script. Dig that. CW President Mark Padowitz, or Pedowitz, well, maybe it's better said the other way, Padowitz told reporters that bringing the series to air is still a priority. He noted original writer Alan Heinberg of Grey's Anatomy was no longer working on the rewrite. Replacing him is Aaron Eli Collette of Heroes. Oh, hey, by the way, we got rid of that Grey's Anatomy guy, and we have a new writer. It is being redeveloped. We're waiting for the script to come in. We haven't seen it yet, Pedowitz said. In the meantime, the development team is busy casting Diana. We do not want to produce something that doesn't work for that particular character. It is the trickiest of all the DC characters to get done, he said. Well, isn't that something? How do you know, man?
You know, you're talking about someone that you could work for someday.
I have to be true to my, you know, original calling as a talk show host. So if I'm going to work for that guy someday, I hope you understand, Mr. Padowitz, that I still have to trash and bash and smash your work on air. All right. The Amazon origin story of Diana Prince would be set in the present day instead of the character's original World War II era origin. Entertainment Weekly reported a casting call that described a heroine from a secluded country where she was raised as a soldier in a brutal environment but goes on to a strange modern big city to fight to save the world. In 2011, NBC passed on a version of the series with Adrian Palicki attached to star. In 2005, Warner Brothers announced Joss Whedon would write and direct a film adaptation of the 75-79 Linda Carter television series, but the project never moved ahead. Wow. Why don't they ever move ahead, Margaret?
Well, what is he laughing at?
Y'all going, why don't they ever move ahead?
Yeah, I'll tell it all.
Would you?
All right, take it easy.
Everything with him is dirt.
Why do networks, or in this case, why did this film company, having hired a director set to film an adaptation of what was a very popular TV series, 75 through 79, I mean, you know.
Did you ever watch it?
I never watched Wonder Woman. I watched Wonder Woman to just check her out, like most guys did, but this show, I could care.
Well, what does that mean?
You know, he's watched to see how big her boobs is.
Oh.
Well, Margaret, are you kidding me? Yeah, of course I did. I watched Wonder Woman to check her out. By the way, this is very funny to me. Wonder Woman, whoever that woman was, Carter, is that her name? Linda Carter? She had a sister who did an exercise show.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. She wore a dress or a skirt?
Yeah, she wore a skirt. This was Linda Carter's sister, and she did some kind of an exercise show in the morning, a morning exercise show, I swear to God. And I think it was like a Christian exercise show. That's it. And because it was a Christian exercise show, she couldn't just wear the tights because that would show her ass and her legs and everything. So she had to wear this skirt over the tights.
Well, I don't think it was so much because of the Christian.
Well, what was it?
Well, why do you think women would wear a skirt over tights?
Oh, was she fat?
A little bit.
You can't say that. She was on a Christian network, and that's probably on account they wanted to cover the butt up.
Maybe they did, and maybe they didn't. The point that I'm trying to make is, my informants, my sources tell me she had a butt on her that wouldn't stop.
And so that's why they put this skirt on her.
That's probably why they did, yeah.
Well, if it was it a Christian channel?
I believe it was, yes.
All right, well, then it still works the other way. Were they going to let her wear tights?
Well, I don't know, Phil. I haven't checked with the Christian handbook on programming exercise show. What are you...
Well, I mean, the point is, is it reasonable to expect a Christian network doing an exercise show in the morning? Is it reasonable that they would allow to their host of the show to be seen in that kind of tight-fitting outfit?
I think if she were slender enough and that the tights... If she was slender enough so that the tights were a little baggy.
So that the tights were baggy?
Yes.
That means she's got nervosa.
What did he say?
I think Bud's right. He says that would mean she would be unhealthily thin.
Well, I don't know, Phil. I'm just saying, if you want to do an exercise show on a Christian network and you want to wear tights, you better get a girl into those tights where they sag off the butt. And have you ever seen girls that try to wear tight pants? And
yeah, and yes, it doesn't look healthy. They look too skinny. They look too thin. And so if that's what you're telling me, the Christian channel is going to let the be on the... Rather than show a woman with a big ass or show a woman in tights, they'd rather have some girl who looks like she's got anorexia? I don't think that that's right. And I think that...
Well, that's my understanding.
You know, I think what you're saying is not true. I think just because you're anti-Christian, that's why you're saying it.
I'm not anti-Christian at all. I'm an atheist, yes. But I'm not anti-Christian. I'm a liberal atheist. What's wrong with that? I'm an East Coast liberal atheist.
Yeah, but that's because you try to make everything...
Would you stop talking like you're yelling, Robert? I can't hear you.
Step up to the microphone, Robert.
I'm saying because she's anti-Christian. She wants to make a modest woman look stupid.
I'm not trying to make a modest woman look stupid. I'm trying to say that any woman in tights where it sags off the butt... Have you ever seen butt sag?
I have. I've seen the butt sag on a number of occasions.
Yes, I've seen what you call butt sag, yes.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean when there's butt sag, when the sagging tight, when the tight is not sucked up tight.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
The fact that he even understood what it was you were talking about, I find funny. But, okay, you've got...
Yes, that's what I mean is unhealthy.
All right. Let's take a break now that we've established that. And I still don't know if that show was on. I think I'm going to look into it here when we go to the break. We'll be right back. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show online at philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I did. Linda Carter's sister is named Pamela Carter, And Pamela did, in fact, have an exercise video and did some exercise kind of thing. And she's a smaller woman than her sister. She's a bit shorter, but kind of built the same way. When I say that, I don't mean built the same way. They are very much sisters. They have the same dark hair and dark complexion, and they're both kind of big chicks. I mean, I don't know how to put it any other way, but her sister is slightly shorter than her. And she did do a exercise video.
Now, where did you see this?
Well, I liked it. I think it was on a Christian channel. And my sister Joanne was laughing about it. She said, "Have you seen Linda Carter's sister?" I said, "No." She said, "You got to check her out on this channel. It's hysterical." I said, "Well, what's she doing?" She said, "She's doing an exercise video, and she looks ridiculous in this dress as she's doing it." And I said, "Well, you know, I didn't say, well, I was laughing along with her, although, you know, I'm trying to make myself look better by saying that I didn't, but I did."
Well, just tell us the truth, Mr. Henry. We don't want a lot of embellishment.
Yeah, just the truth, just the facts.
The facts are these. My sister Joanne said, "Have you seen this Linda Carter's sister?" I said, "No." "Well, you ought to watch it because you'll laugh yourself sick. You'll laugh until you soil yourself." And I went, "That's a hell of a thing for my sister to say." "I'm kidding. No, she didn't."
What are these notes?
Never mind. She didn't say that. So I did. And it was kind of funny because the lady's all hopping around this stage and she's doing her thing. All right. One final little note here. I thought this was an interesting article that I came across. Prison for Madoff. You know, have I told you guys that my new favorite channel when it comes to... They do videos on criminal... They do videos on white-collar crime the way Investigation Discovery does on other kinds of crime. And it's CNBC, and they've got a few of them, American Greed, Scams. They do a few, and I think they're great. Stacey Keach, the actor who's been of stage and screen, is the narrator. And it's tremendous stuff, and I recommended it. I recommend it. And they did one on Bernard Madoff, which was really the whole history of this thing, man. And Madoff is just a textbook. If every time we talk about psychopath, you know, every time we say this guy's a psychopath, that guy, if you want a classic textbook example, it's Bernard Madoff. The guy is it doesn't show any emotions at all. He doesn't even really cop to the fact that he did anything. He knows he did stuff wrong, but the thing that he did wrong the most was he got himself in trouble. That's what he did wrong. He doesn't give a crap about anybody that he hurt. He doesn't even care about his wife and his sons. He didn't care about that. I mean, he does to the extent that it affects him, you know. According to this article, though, this is prison exclusive. Madoff, the king of thieves. Bernard Madoff once had billions of dollars, but now he makes $40 a month doing menial prison labor. "I used to work as a clerk in the commissary, and now they have me taking care of the telephone and the computer system," said Madoff, speaking by phone from a federal prison in North Carolina. His prison phone account didn't have any money in it, so he had to call CNN Money Collect. Dig that. This guy was he was the president of NASDAQ at one time. A big money guy, all kinds of big money clients. And now the dude, and they're still reporting on him in the financial press, CNN Money, but he's got to call these cats collect from prison. Woo!
Well, you sound like you're almost celebrating this man's...
Why not?
I think it's sad.
Oh, get out of here, will you, Margaret? Just for once, resist the temptation to try to make a headline by taking the contrary point of view and just go along with everybody else. The guy's a where are you going?
I'm not going to be talked to like that.
Look at, see, every time, man.
You ought to fire her, man. I don't know why you have her on this show.
Wait a minute. I'm coming back. What did you say?
Nothing.
I'll be in the bathroom.
You'll be in the bathroom. Yeah, you didn't have to say that. We knew you'd be in the bathroom.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. Sad. As far as the computer and phones go, Madoff said he has to make sure that they're working and they're kept clean, but he emphasizes that this requires no technical skill whatsoever. It's a far cry from his former life. Once head of his own finance firm, listen, I sound like Margaret.
Yeah, I did the French and everything.
Finance firm. Madoff is now identified as inmate 62727-054 at Butner Federal Correctional Complex. He's serving a 150-year sentence after pleading guilty in 2009 to siphoning $17.5 billion from thousands of investors, wiping them out in a long-running pyramid-type deception. He said he only works a few hours a day, which leaves him plenty of time to ponder his undoing. I'm usually up at 4:30 in the morning because I can't sleep, said Madoff, 75, who's scheduled to be released in 2139. Well, that's fantastic.
Well, I mean, after he gets out.
What do you mean, after he gets out?
When he gets out.
2139, man. He's 75 years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, no, I know, man. It's over 100 years away.
Yeah, so he ain't getting out, man. He's going to croak in prison.
Well, never say never.
Oh, get out of here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Phil Hendry and Dan Northcraft and, of course, is available by way of podcast tomorrow at philhendryshow.com. Our classic podcast tomorrow, check it out, episode 164 at philhendryshow.com. For all of us here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we bid you an adieu with the final words of Let That Be a Lesson to You.
Say never.
I can. Never say never.
Never can't say never.
Phil Hendry.